The sermon text is the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 7, verses 15 to 29. Jesus says, "Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?' Then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.' Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority, and not as their teachers of the law. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Not long ago, there was a retiring couple in Muskegon, Michigan, who wanted to build their retirement home on a bluff overlooking Lake Michigan. There had been some recent incidents of homes built in that area on those bluffs actually sliding off into the lake because they were built on these sandy, eroding areas. Well, of course, they didn't want this to happen to their home, so they brought in some experts. And the experts said, "You've got nothing to worry about. This land is not like that. You will be building on solid rock, and your home will be secure." So based on that, the insurance company was willing to cover the home. Construction began and ended, and this nice couple moved into their beautiful retirement home, ready to enjoy it for the rest of their days in this world. And then, just a few weeks later, they started hearing weird noises coming up from underneath the house. And at first they dismissed this by saying, "The house is settling." But then it dawned on them, if we built this house on solid rock, how much settling should actually be going on? So they brought in another expert who told them, "You need to move out of this house right now, because you didn't build on rock. You built on this kind of sand that gets compressed and mistaken for rock. And you have a matter of maybe days before your house collapses." Well, wisely, they listened, they left, and a little while later, the waves of Lake Michigan were lapping over their retirement home. Now, obviously, if you're going to build a house, you better make sure that you're building on rock and not sand. But it isn't just houses that get built on rock or sand. Every human being is built on one or the other. And which one you are built on determines whether you are going to stand or fall for eternity. Now, more specifically, every human being's faith is built on something. And here is where things get a little bit tricky, because just about everybody agrees on the value of faith in general. We hear about faith traditions and faith communities and faith building. You know, even people who make fun of religious faith, even people who see religious faith as a sign of weakness, even they have faith. They have trust in something, right? It might be their own brain power. It might be the goodness of humanity or the size of their bank account. But everybody has faith in something. So faith in general is something that most people have a pretty good view of. But here is a question that Most people don't want to answer when the topic of faith comes up. Faith in what? See, if I have faith in something that is wrong, then does that faith still help me? For example, if I have faith, I truly believe in my heart of hearts that the earth is flat. Does that faith help me? It doesn't really hurt me that much, but it doesn't do me any good either. What if I have faith, I truly believe in my heart, that I can eat fast food for every meal and remain healthy? I really believe it. Now, that kind of faith can hurt me. It could even kill me. So you see, faith in what is not true is at best useless, and at worst, it can be deadly. So it's not enough to have just faith. Your faith has to be built on the proper foundation. It has to be built on the salvation of Jesus Christ in order for you to stand for eternity. And that truth of Christ's gospel, his salvation, this is the most important thing that God has to tell us in his word. This is the central truth of all scripture. It is the main point of the Bible. We human beings are eternally lost without the work of God's Son, Jesus Christ, because God made us human beings perfect, and our ancestors, Adam and Eve, blew it. They fell into sin, and when they did, they dragged all of us along with them. But rather than allowing his beloved creation to just be lost forever, God stepped in, and he promised that a Messiah was coming with salvation. In fact, the first promise that God made of that Savior was right there in the Garden of Eden, right after Adam and Eve fell into sin. And then, throughout the centuries, God kept sending prophets to his people in Israel, reminding them of this promise, that the Savior was coming to take away their sin and make them right with God. And then finally, after centuries of waiting, that Savior did arrive. The Son of God took on human flesh and was born of a virgin. He came humbly, born in a stable to humble human parents. He came to serve us. He served us by preaching and teaching, opening the mind of God to us and explaining this plan of salvation. He served us by living a holy life to make up for all of our sin. He died on the cross to take the punishment for those sins. And he rose from the dead so that one day we will rise and follow him to the kingdom of heaven where he ascended after he completed all that saving work. This is the gospel message of Jesus Christ. It is the central truth of Scripture. It is the most important thing that God has to say to us. And it is the rock on which your faith must be built to stand for eternity. Which leads many Christians to this conclusion. As long as I believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, as long as I am built on that rock, then the rest of what the Bible says, it's really not all that important, right? As long as I have Jesus, the rest of it is kind of negotiable, open to interpretation. We can agree to disagree on all of the other stuff. But here's the thing. Every word of Scripture points to that central truth of Christ's salvation. Every truth of Scripture weaves together. Each truth touches the next and builds on the next, and it all points to the good news of Jesus Christ, the rock on which your faith must be built to stand for eternity. All of God's word matters. All of it is indispensable, which is exactly why you should be very careful about people like me. I, who stand in front of you in a nice white robe with a cross around my neck and an open Bible in front of you, telling you what God's word says, you should be very careful with prophets like me, especially careful if the person proclaiming God's word is sweet and gentle and kind and agreeable. Our Savior Jesus says, "Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?' Then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Be very leery of people who say, Lord, Lord, and talk to you about God's will. Be especially careful when they look good and agreeable and kind, because many of them are ferocious wolves who tear souls apart. So then, how do you know who to trust? How do you know who you should listen to? Jesus says it two times in these verses. By their fruit, you will recognize them. So all you have to do is listen carefully to the message of the prophet. That is the fruit. And if it agrees with what God says in his word, then it's what Jesus calls grapes and figs. It's good for you. Keep feeding on it. On the other hand, if what the prophet is proclaiming to you goes against the word of God, even if the messenger is sweet and kind, it's what Jesus calls thorns and thistles, and keep away from it. It really is that simple. Compare what you are hearing to what God says in his word. If it's on the same page, keep feeding on it. But if the message of a prophet goes against God's word, outright contradicting it or twisting it or leaving parts out, keep away from it. Now, how good do you think most Christians are at doing what Jesus says in these verses? How careful do you think we are about making sure the message that we hear is in line with the word of God, understanding that appearances can be deceiving? Was I always careful at the seminary to compare what the professor said to the word of God? Or did I just figure, well, he's a seminary professor. He's wearing a sharp suit, right? He's got a nice smile. So what he's saying must be the truth. How careful are you with what you hear in this sanctuary and learn in Bible classes here at Trinity? What about those really popular and respected preachers on TV or the authors in the Christian book section? Do you ever listen to them? Do you ever read them? If you do, are you watching out for bad fruit? Right about now, you may be thinking to yourself, that's all great. But you see, the thing is, though, I have a life. I'm a busy person. I don't have time to compare everything that I hear about the Word of God to what it actually, you know, half the reason I use preachers and teachers is so that I don't have to do it myself. Now, I think all Christians take that attitude sometimes, and some Christians take that attitude pretty much all the time. But remember, it's Jesus himself who says, watch out. By their fruit, you will recognize them. So that's a wrong attitude to take. And besides that, it's really dangerous. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. So there are a lot of people who are speaking in God's name right now who are in for a big surprise on the last day, and you don't want to be anywhere near them. So yes, you are a busy person. Yes, you have a life. But it is worth the time and worth the effort to make sure you are getting the truth. This is your eternal life that we are talking about. Every word of Scripture points to that rock-solid foundation that you must be built on to stand. Now, with all that in mind, think back again for just one more minute to that nice couple in Muskegon, Michigan, convinced that they were building on rock. The expert told them, don't worry, you're building on rock. I bet they even had a housewarming party where they invited over their family and friends and gave them the grand tour. Have you ever had to take the grand tour when a friend moves into a house? A bedroom. Oh, another bedroom. I bet their friends walked through the house on the grand tour and they said, wow, what a beautiful home. What a magnificent place. Not realizing that it was built on sand and about to collapse. You know, there are a lot of people in this world like that. Their life looks really good, really strong and secure. They look like they have everything figured out. Everything's on cruise control. But if they're not built on Christ, they're built on sand. And Jesus says they will fall with a great crash. And literally, what Jesus says is they will bang down with a loud smash. So Jesus says we can't stop with just knowing what his word says. We need to build our entire existence on the message of Jesus Christ. Putting our faith in him for our salvation, following his commands in our lives. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rains came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. So once you know what the Word of God says, once you have the message straight, don't stop there. Build everything in your life on the truth of Jesus Christ. Put your faith in Him for your salvation. Follow His commands. Do what He says in your life. And then you are built on the rock-solid foundation of Christ. And you are going to stand no matter what. You are going to stand through the rains of illness and danger. You are going to stand through the rising waters of evil and distress. You are going to stand when the winds of temptation and trials come into your life. You are going to stand through every trouble in this world. You are going to stand all the way till the last day, and then you are going to stand on Jesus forever. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the key to salvation. It stands at the center of God's word. All of God's word supports it, which makes it the most important thing in the world. So make sure you are hearing the truth and then build on Christ. Your faith, your whole life, and no matter what comes, you will stand on Him and stand on Him forever. Amen.